9 KOB Mobile. K9KOP, K9KOP, K9KOP. K9KOP, K9KOP, N9KOP. 9KOP, clear.
WK8R.
89NN, mobile monitoring.
AB9NN, W8REJ.
Hey, good morning, Rob. How are you doing today?
Well, pretty good, sir. Pretty good. Where are you heading to?
I just headed up to get the mail and get some battery stuff, that sort of stuff.
Okie dokie. That sounds very good. Yeah, we haven't been anywhere in the last few days. We went got some shopping done on Friday, I guess it was. Yeah, Friday. We had some things we had to take care of in Tragic City, and that really was enough for me. We try to do everything we have to do in Traverse City in one outing.
Yeah, that's a long enough trip because you want to make it as efficient as possible. So that's why we do our grocery shopping on Sunday when we go to church, try to knock them off at about the same time.
Yep. And the way I do it is I go to the furthest one first and work my way back home.
Or as when we're traveling to just four audits out of the corporate headquarters, we drive out to the farthest location first and audit our way back. We did one day audits typically in one store for one day and then drive to the next store. That way we'd have the shortest drive back on Friday, which is pretty nice.
In the 70s when I was a truck driver, that's the way I set the route up. So I'd go through town and do the ones in town first. And then when I headed out of town, I'd pick the longest place away, or furthest away, and that would be the one I'd go to and then work my way back home there.
So what are you up to today?
Well, calling the dentist. They keep trying to advise me of a closer date that go. But what they've been doing is texting me and telling me I got 10 minutes to respond. I never had my phone with me. It's always, in another room or something like that. So the only time I have it with me is when I'm in the basement.
those are fun. Yeah, I got a call from the eye doctor the other day to make an appointment in March.
Yeah, well, this was supposedly in June is when they had the appointment for me scheduled. And they have a list, and I just tell them, if you can get me in sooner, then go ahead. It's only a small cavity I got to have filled, but get it in and get it done. So. Yeah, they've been texting me and saying, well, we've got this opening and this date and this time, and we've got 10 minutes to respond. Okay, so I just called her this morning and said, hey, please take me off of that texting list. Just give me a call.
Yeah, my dentist tends to send an appointment notification postcard out typically about a month before my appointment. I have no idea why they send it out that early.
Well, they're probably thinking that people are going to plan that far ahead, which is nice, and I usually do, because first on the list is first served. So if I have a conflict with somebody, I'll just say, oops, sorry, unless it's an emergency, pick another date.
Roger, it looks like we're getting a little bit of sunshine out finally.
Well, I got frosted windows in the basement, and it just lit up. I think you're right.
Yeah, it's not from RFI in the shack.
Oh, I hope not, senor.
Well, looks like narrow gauge has been plowed and salted, but the salt hasn't had time to work through yet.
Yeah, the guys that do our yard came yesterday and plowed, and then after they plow, they have a couple of guys come along and shovel the sidewalk off. So, yeah, it's done, but we haven't moved the car in 3 days.
That's a nice service to have, definitely. We've been getting a lot of use out of our snowblower this year. I'm surprised how many times that we've used it. Used it again yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Dale and the doctor will not allow me to use the snowblower. And hence, that's why we have AJ's coming over and doing it.
Well, I tell you what, I'm in the middle of some traffic here, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the ride along, and have a great day. AB9NN Mobile will be monitoring.
Okay, John, take care. Be safe. God bless you there. AB9NN, W8REJ.
KF8CQB, listening on 19.
W8RPM, WKAR.
I was local, N9KLP mobile.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
You know, just got a brack laying around for a CDM.
I don't know about that one.
Okay, not a problem. I'll see if I find a universal one somewhere.
Okay.
What are you guys up to? Tonight?
Too early to tell.
Yeah, I'm waiting on 10 p.m. to get out of work.
I figured that. It was about 7.
You never know with her.
That's for sure. Do you let her know her chariot awaits?
Yes, it did.
You're such a good driver.
I know I am, but I finally got her car fixed today. I finally got a new battery in it.
Well, that's good. And new fuel pump in the other one.
I started that project today. I gotta fix that tomorrow. Finish that project tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
Castro 2WV5E.
KW monitor.
Alright, then the radio check one more time at different radio. Hope you can go back to a KFA-DMK monitor.
KFA-DMK, KE8SBZ. Got a weak signal coming into town, a little bit scratchy and pretty weak. Christopher.
On me the other day, and so I am where drive hard tonight. So I guess this is what we'll have to do. So I'll drive to the group. I'll be back waiting for the next. Thanks, Tony. This is JF-ACN.
Okay, Christopher, go ahead and try the net anyway. I got part of your transmission, enough to kind of understand what's going on, so I'll talk to you later. KTDMK, KE8SBZ.
KE8SBZ, WX1J, quick.
Go ahead, Scott.
I just wondered if you could give me a radio check or an audio check. Does this sound okay? Am I making the repeater okay? Or if I do this, is it better than, same as, or worse than? How about now? Back to you.
Okay, both were pretty clear signals. The second one might have been slightly hotter, or should I say stronger signal, but both were clear. The first one was just a little bit on the tinny side, but it was extremely clear.
Okay, that's great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I'm just using a different radio than I normally do, so I haven't used this in a while and didn't know whether it was, it's on low power, so it's at the bottom end of the edge, so I didn't know if that was working or not. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you later. TE8SBZ, WX1J.
Okay, Scott, look forward to seeing you soon. That was a really strong signal. You must have switched back to your normal radio. So this is KE8SBZ. We're standing by for the next.
Good evening, everybody. It is time for Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications, VoxComNet. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Channeland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet, excuse me, using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of this repeater is provided by the Channeland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of the net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If this repeater is not working, please check the 146.58 simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. If you go really fast, I'll just call you Bob. After last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Ward NA2WK.
Drake NA2MH.
Bob KBA-SBJ.
Heather Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Kilo.
Tony, Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Bravo Zulu.
Mike, Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie.
Kevin, Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform.
All right, apparently the cat stole my pen and I'm using a pen that doesn't have any ink. So I will do my very best to look what scribble I've got here. I've got Ward, N-A-W-K. I've got Kevin, KF-8-A-G-Y, Drake. Drake, think here for a second. N-A-D-M-H, I should know that was an easy one. The Bob, K-E-N-S-C-J. I've got Kevin, KF-8-S-B-W. Tony, K-E-8-S-B-Z. I've got Mike, WHVPC. I've got Kevin number 3 with Whiskey Uniform. Anybody else?
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Christopher, KF8 to DMK, got you in there. Anybody else?
Scott, WX1J.
Scott, WX1J. Anybody else? Nothing heard. I just want to make a couple announcements. Tomorrow's project night. I do have the decided to give away four of the Bofeng UV5R minis. These little bitty little guys with 1,000 channels in them. I've got four of them to program tomorrow for the swap. You want to see them, play with them, join us. Swap. The good thing about project night is always a good show and tell. All right, let's go to Ward. You're number one on the list, Ward, NAWK. Ward, your location, any messages to pass?
Thanks a ton, Glenn. This is Ward, NAWK. The location is Bryant Park, and there's no traffic. Back to you, Whiskey 8 Tango Charlie Mike.
Ward, your audio is slightly low. Want to get that microphone a little closer, maybe. Let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, this is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here on the west end of Spider Lake, and I have no traffic. Back to you, Net Control.
Drake, NADMH. Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
Drake, NADMH. Location is Hammond and 5 Mile. No traffic.
Bob, KB8FCJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8FCJ, located in Nelson City, Benzie County, no traffic.
Kevin, number two, KE8SBW. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Thanks, Glenn. This is Kevin, just north of Key Waden, no traffic. That's Nets from KE8SBW.
Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Tony, KE8SBZ, location Ready Lake, 29 degrees and holding. Back to net.
I think we've got one more day of warm weather here. Let's go to Mike, WAVPC in Royal Oak. Mike, I think you're Royal Oak. Mike, the location, any messages to pass?
I'm at control, WAVPC, no traffic, and yes, I'm still in Royal Oak.
I'm psychic. All right, let's go to Kevin, WWU. I didn't get the first couple letters. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. Northwest Indiana, no messages to pass.
Christopher, KF8, DMK. Christopher, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Christopher, KF8DMK. I'm located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you, Nancy.
Scott, the WS1J. Scott, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. I am in Traverse City on Washington Street. I have no traffic to pass. Back to net from WX1J.
Any stragglers? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody? All right, I think we got everybody. All right, get your tablets warmed up here. This one is 35 seconds, just a little reminder about Project Night tomorrow and what we're doing. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KAGTC. Digital traffic is as follows. GTC, please check in if you receive that message.
WX1J.
We got it.
KF8HY, full copy.
KB8SBJ, full copy.
KF8DMK, full copy.
KBO Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, full copy.
Kevin, I...
Full copy, gang.
There was one other station. What was that station after Kevin?
WX1J, full copy.
I got you in there, Scott. I've got Ward, Kevin, Bob, Kevin WWU, Christopher, Scott, anybody else?
W8VPC, I got everything except the street address. I've got 246 Oil Drive, but everything else came through.
All right, that don't count. Drake, were you in there?
Hey, sir.
All right, I think we got 8 in there. I'm counting that as the record right now. So 8 is the new benchmark, boys and girls. So let's keep at this. I'm very impressed that we're all getting extremely proficient at this. All right, that's it for me, everybody. Looking forward to the swap, and which is coming up soon, so stand by. All right, everybody, thanks for checking in. It's time for the Carolyn Amateur Radio Club to take over the net. This is KQTC. Take it away, Carolyn.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. The Mesh Net is hosted by the Carolyn Amateur Radio Club, and all licensed amateurs are welcome to participate in the Mesh Net. This is WX1J. My name is Scott, and I'll be the net control station this evening using the club call sign WATCM. I'd like to remind everybody that tomorrow morning is Breakfast with Hams at 9 a.m. J&S Hamburg on South Airport Road near Garfield. Everyone is welcome. And tomorrow night, as Glenn mentioned, is the project night at 5123 North Royal Drive. Starts at 7 p.m., and all members are welcome to attend. I'll be bringing a show and tell as well, a 160 through 6 meter HF antenna that I can carry with me in my hand. So that ought to whet a few appetites. It'll be fun to see that. And the next thing I'd like to bring to your attention is not to forget the Saturday, February 7th, for the Carolyn Amateur Radio Club's 52nd annual ham radio swap and shop. It's at the VFW on Veterans Drive, 8 a.m., and tables are still available. You can collect those, connect a table, and talk to me or to talk to Joe, NHCM. With that, I'll give it a break. And this evening, as usual, we check in three groups. First, time constraint, short time stations. Second, Echo Link and All-Star, followed by general check-ins, anybody, anywhere, and late streamers. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for the check-in, and you can give me your call and your first name, and I'll acknowledge the station that I heard. Then we'll move to the next station. This helps us manage doubles and makes check-in a little bit more efficient. This is WATCM, net control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins for calling for short time and time constrained stations. I don't have a subject tonight, so first one up gets to pick the topic. First short time check-in, please call now.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Whiskey India Victoria. Bobby Cadillac, short time.
Winning the argument for this evening is Tom, first in. Next short time check-in.
Kilo Echo 8, Zero Bravo.
Okay, I've got Tony and I've got Drake. Next short time check-in.
Kilo Echo 8, Kevin, short time.
Okay, Kevin, I have you in a short time. Next short time check-in. We'll call that our short list and go up to the top of the list with Tom. WIV, Tom, take it away and stand by, Tony.
Okay, Scott, thanks for taking the net tonight. WIV, currently about, I think, 32, 33 degrees, maybe. Supposed to get down tonight. I don't know how far, but anyway, had a good day here. Went to yoga, took the Y, took a nice nap, and cleared out my driveway of packed in ice and snow since it got up to about 35 degrees here. So everything ran well. For all the guys out there, especially technicians, let me drop it a minute. Keep an eye on 10 meters. Even when the K-index is really high, like at 5 or 6, like it was a couple of nights ago, I think it's at 3 tonight. I worked a guy in Sammamish, Washington, last night about 7:30. signal was not real good. He started out real well, but the band was going out. But he was workable. I talked to him for about, 5-6 minutes. And he was coming at the start pretty well. Check around in the early evenings, before 7 o'clock especially, you'll hear activity there, and it's usually stateside. Because of the sunspot cycle, they've got it listed as poor on the DX7. However, the band is open. It's open usually to the west. So keep an eye on that, especially if you're a technician holder. You've got 10-meter capabilities. You can get on 10-meter phone. If you're on FT8, FT4 on 10, it's there. And that's a good place to check is 28074. If you hear some kind of signals there, you know the band's open. Anyway, that's what I've got for this evening. Oh, I'll be up back on 40 meters, by the way. Let me drop it. I'll be back on 40. I lost my 40-meter inverted V due to a limb that came down about a week or so ago. However, I've secured a new dipole courtesy of WAUPB, Lynn Kreiderman. He built a couple of them for field day, and he had an extra one laying around, so he gave it to me, and I'll be putting that up tomorrow if it's not raining and snowing. So I'll be back on 40 meters. Anyway, 7-3, everybody. Have a good week out there. I will not be able to make it tomorrow to breakfast. The weather doesn't look real promising. Anyway, 7-3, back to you there, Scott. WB8WYB. I'll be clear. Good evening.
And that's what we're doing on Monday. This is WATCM. Thanks very much, Tom. Appreciate your comments. And yes, you're right about 10 meters. It has been pretty much wide open during the day, various different spots. So I have worked just today, Brazil, French Guiana, UK, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So yeah, it's open and it's a lot of fun. Any technician who's listening doesn't have access to 10 meters, feel free to contact me and we will make sure you find a way to get to experience some of that HF world. It's really a lot of fun. Okay, with that, let's go up to Tony. KE8SBZ, you are up, and Drake, you're next.
This is Tony, KE8SBZ. Kind of a quiet day around here. I've been doing a little radio listening the last couple of days, not much making two-way communications. The bands were pretty noisy this morning, and holy smoke, the noise floor was really up there on 17, 20, and 40. Beyond that, I'm in the middle of a project of cleaning some boxes out and what have you. I got out in the sunshine a little bit this afternoon. It was good to see pretty clear sky for a change, and that snow was pretty heavy we had the other day. That's about all I got for you. I think we had about 5 inches, but seemed like about 10 when you added the weight to it. So, Scott Fex taking the net tonight, KE8SBZ back to net.
Very nice, Tony. Glad to hear you at least have the radio running. That's a good thing. It also helps heat the house. Appreciate it, and yes, take care with that snow. It is heavy. It can hurt. Drake, N8DMH, please go ahead and stand by Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. N8DMH. Not a whole lot to report here. However, I do have some unfortunate news. I did find out yesterday that Ken Semprock, N8LUL, actually became a silent key in December. Now, he was a pretty good guy, and he did quite a bit of work with the club in the past. And I just wanted to make sure everybody that knew him had a chance to know. So that's all I have to report. Back to net. You're doing a good job, Scott. Any damage?
Oh, thanks for letting us know that news. It's such a sad thing. Kent really was an awesome guy, and he was active with the club, really active for a while, and then he kind of backed off and and I was kind of curious as to why, and it turned out it was health. And that was probably the better part of last year that he was in poor health. So hopefully his passing was peaceful, and sorry to hear that, and we'll miss him a lot. Yeah, thanks for that information, Drake. Appreciate it. Let's go on to Kevin. Kevin, KE8SBW, please go ahead.
Scott, good to hear from you, and good evening, everyone. I'm glad that the holidays are over. With the weather that came by, a large tree came down in our yard, but fortunately the roof stopped it from hitting the ground, so grabbed some pole saws from the farm and was able to get it off without any damage, so that was a good thing. Looking forward to one of my kids, Thomas, has started basketball, and all three of my older kids are swimming right now. And I got my one-year-old just hanging out watching the radio at the moment. So things are good. Hope everyone is well. Back to Nets from KE8SBW.
Okay, Kevin, thanks very much for checking in with us this evening. It's a great signal this evening. It's whatever you've done, you've got it hooked up right. Maybe the tree that was blocking your signal is is out of the way now. But anyway, nice signal, and I appreciate you checking in. Glad to hear your kids are certainly active. That's got to be keeping you and your wife active as well, because I kind of remember having three kids. That's all I had, and but we were going three different directions all the time. So good luck to you, and hopefully hear from you again soon. Thanks a lot, Kevin. And give your best regards to everybody there and Eric. We've now reached the bottom of the short time list. Let's move on to Echo Link and Echo All-Star. First, Echo Link, please check now.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
89WW, I have you. Next one. Well, I was kind of waiting to hear Mike to make checking in. So anyway, we'll call that Echo Link, and we'll stand by anybody. Echo Link can check in anytime, anywhere, or All-Star can check in anytime, anywhere. So let's move on to General. First General check-in, please call now.
Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel.
Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
89NH, I have you. KEF8AGY, I have you. Next General check-in.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Foxtrot, Dan.
Okay, Dan, I have you. Next check-in.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Echo, Daniel.
Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Okay, DF8, KF8DMF, KF8DME, KF8DMK, I have you guys. This is W8TCM for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Next General check-in, please.
KA8HYE, Edgar.
Yay, now we can start the party. Thanks, Edgar, for checking in. Next General check-in this evening for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Okay, it looks like that's going to be our start. We'll go up to Kevin, KD9WWU in Indiana. Please let us know what's happening. And stand by, NH.
Hey, thanks. What's happening here in Northwest Indiana? It's called Bear's Fever. That's what it's called right now. But other than that, I'm trying to go over a head cold that I've had all week. And today we're out playing with one with a cooker that I had built 5 years ago, and excuse me, was on another piece of property. And finally moved it back to the QTH here, and I kind of condemned it 5 years ago, and people said, "Oh no, you can't get rid of it." And next thing I know, it's back in my driveway. So, anyways, that's either I got to restore it or I got to take it to the scrapyard, one of the two, and. Definitely have to get rid of it before we take it back north to our new QTH. So looking forward for a quick trip up there to northern Michigan, but weather's not cooperating too well. So anyways, back to this is Kevin at Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform, send it to you.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for checking in with us this evening. You certainly sound miserable, so I hope you're feeling better than you sound, and I hope that cold clears up. So we'll look forward to seeing you when you're up here, and wish you the best until then. Hopefully you get healthy quicker. Nicholas, KD8NH. I got my nines going here. KD8NH. Go ahead, Nicholas, and stand by Kevin.
Hey, it's all good, Scott. This is Kilo Delta 8 in November Hotel. Nicholas here. Thanks a lot for knowing me, though. And don't mind messing up my call time there. It happens to all of us in the radio world. Anyway, I've got just great ham radio stuff going on right now. Good plans for Winter Field Day here in the next 2 weeks. Preparing all the gear. Last night I took down my HF radio antenna. The night before. Just before the snow is what I'm trying to say. It was like the snow was coming down. I was like, man, if you don't get this antenna down, you're going to get, and there's no way you're going to be able to get it down. So I managed to get it down. They always say that stuff happens in the best weather, the best, though, for us ham radio operators. And I was very safe about it. It was a good task. So coax tables are ready. I got permission to use a site that I plan on using. A good friend to be with me on the day. Generators, heaters, all that kind of fun stuff. It's going to be a good year. I'll turn it back to you in the net, and it's always great hearing everybody else's adventures as we go along. I believe this is the second radio net of the year, so 73 is to everybody else's contact. And this is KD8NH. I'll send it back to you, Scott.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Nick. Thanks for checking in with us as well. And thanks for telling us about your adventures for Winter Field Day. I hope other people are thinking about that as well. I know I have family arriving that Friday, and they're leaving on Monday, so that pretty much takes care of mine. But there's two grandkids involved in that little conversation, and they're going to end up being acquainted with amateur radio before they leave. But Nick, I'd like to have you keep in mind, as you're doing that, take some pictures, write a little story, maybe 100 words or something like that. We'd love to put that in the newsletter and share that with everybody who would love to be outside, except it's pretty darn cold. Thanks a lot. Kevin, KF8AGY, you're up, and Dan, stand by.
This is Kevin with KF8AGY. Scott, sounds good to hear you on the net. You're doing a great job, and thanks for taking it tonight. Well, listening to the report about HF propagation, I'm going to miss out for a few days. Went to go upgrade my G90 and realized that the display module wouldn't update to the latest release. I've been going back and forth with Radiodity. And it's a good thing that thing has an 18-month warranty, because I put it on their prepaid UPS label today and sent it back, and they should have it on Thursday. They're going to send me a replacement unit. No questions asked. Well, a lot of questions via email, but they got it, and it's on its way, so I'll have to be a little bit more disciplined and do the things I'm supposed to be doing instead of making contacts. But anyway, that's it for me here, and it's been good. It's cold. I think I'll see you guys at breakfast tomorrow. I'm trying to wrap up my January article. So at this point, I don't have anything further. Scott, WATCM, I'll send it back to you. This is KF8AGY.
KF8AGY, WATCM. Very good, Kevin. Thanks for the catch-up. And, oh, my stars and garters, you must have been running Radiodity through the drill, because for them to just willingly take it back, saying, yeah, I'll take it back and we'll fix it, we'll make it right, that's a lot of good work. But that's got to be a headache for you as well. So I know that's getting in the way of your studying and your article. So hopefully it'll all come out well, and they'll send you a unit that will function the way it needs to. And good luck with that. Thanks a lot, Kevin, for checking in. Dan, KF8DMF. Please go ahead, and Daniel, you will be next.
This is Dan, KF8DMF. Yep, just hanging out here on the other side of Elk Lake. And, I wanted to thank Scott for setting us up with this 10-meter radio. We've been making some contacts and having fun with that. So thanks again, Scott. It's really great. Just starting to finish up, hopefully get all the Christmas decorations put away here, and then we can focus on some other things. Kind of a big deal with the kids, getting the holidays put together and getting everything together, so just about done. Other than that, just hanging out and hanging in there. Thanks again, Scott. Back to you. This is Dan, KF8DMF.
And we are here. Okay, Dan, thanks thanks for checking in. Good. I'm glad you guys are making some contacts and at least hearing people from around the country. And, 10 meters is really a lot of fun. And when I'm sitting here just working on my computer and things like that, I usually keep 28.350. I'm listening on that as well just to see if somebody pops up. So if you guys get a chance, give me a shout. Daniel, KF8DME, please go ahead with your transmission, and Christopher, you're coming up.
This is Daniel, KF8DME. Thank you for taking the net tonight. Pretty great. Last week was my birthday. I didn't get a chance to get on the air. We did a lot of stuff. I went to the new go-kart racing in Traverse City. It's called K1 Speed. And it was pretty fun there, actually. And let's see what else. Oh, I got a mini electric handheld chainsaw for my birthday. And I've been helping my dad cut up some logs that are, well, sticks that are too big to fit in the wood stove. And that's been pretty fun. I also, my grandpa, he was here for a couple days, but he just left today. And he gave me a gift. I have an electric guitar. And he gave me a distortion box. And it's pretty cool. It has a delay, of course, and distortion. Still trying to figure out delay, like echo, or something like that. But, yep, that's that. Not doing much other than that around here. Shoveling snow and piling up snow. This is Daniel, KF8DME.
Boy, Daniel, that's awesome. First of all, happy birthday. Second, sorry we missed it. Would have been fun to celebrate your birthday on the air, but anyway, happy birthday from all of us. And something about your go-kart racing, I'm thinking of with your skill and training in Taekwondo and go-kart racing, I kind of think you're headed for Formula One racing in your future. I think that's going to be your target. So glad you got all those things, the chainsaw and your electric guitar, your distortion box. What a great grandfather you have. My goodness, that's going to be fun. So wish you all the best. I look forward to hearing you on the air more and maybe on 10 meters, who knows. And thanks a lot for checking in with us this evening, Daniel. Say hi to the rest of your family there. KF8DMK, Christopher, please go ahead. Edgar, you'll be next.
Good evening, everybody. This is Christopher, KF8DMK. Hey, it was cool hearing Dan talking about his electric chainsaw he just got. I got my son electric chainsaw for his birthday last year, so I can just picture you having fun with your dad cutting up firewood to be the right size, because I've seen my son do it, so I'm excited for you. Other than that, let's see. I just brought home two Chinese mini trucks. So that's what my son's been working on the last couple of days. So I'm trying to figure out the suppliers and parts for Lowe's. If any of you know anything about finding parts for Chinese mini trucks, want to give me some pointers, I'd appreciate it. Oh, my main base station took a dump on me this week, so I am using my UV5R as backup, so my signal is not coming through as usual. That's probably why. But I'm shopping for a new base station, and we'll see how that goes. That's all I've got for this week. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Okay, Christopher, thanks for checking in with us this evening. And somewhere along the line, I'm going to Google Chinese mini trucks to see what that might be. And sorry about your radio dropping off. Sounds like maybe you will be in the market for something new at the swap coming up on February 7th on Saturday at the VFW Hall. It's the amateur radio swap and shop, and there will be VHF and UHF radios there for sale. I know I'm bringing some. Okay, that's a lot. Christopher, nice to hear you again, and thanks for checking in with us, and your handheld's doing a pretty good job. Edgar, K-A-H-Y-E, you're up, and then we'll take a standby for additional check-ins. Go ahead, Edgar.
Good evening to everyone on the net. And been an interesting net tonight, lots of variety. Yeah, I had a 75-meter loop and a 40-meter loop felon fed in the backyard. And I had them strung up between, I had 10 red oak trees. And the leaf wilt came along and killed all the trees, so I had to cut them all down. So now I have to figure out a vertical or something. The trees are growing up again, but they're not very fast. So, anyhow, that sounds like fun with the go-kart racing. It's been nice to hear the net tonight. This is K-A-H-Y-E.
Awesome, Edgar. Thanks for checking in. Sorry about your trees dropping. And yeah, I think putting two new fledgling trees there and tying a pulley at the top of them, and then in just a few short decades, your trees are, you've got a good tall antenna back. Maybe we can work on something for a vertical. I've got a bunch of ideas, and I know Kevin always has a couple of good ideas as well, so maybe we can put our heads together and come up with something that'll work for you. Let's say we've reached the bottom of the list this evening. I'd like to stand by for additional check-ins. If you have not checked in for the Monday evening Social Hour Net and would like to do so, this is your opportunity. Please call now. Okay, no further check-ins before we close the mesh net. Does anybody have questions, comments, or inquiries?
This is KF8CQV, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Quebec Victor, Rich in Rapid City. Just a late check-in. I'll be in and out. Thank you.
Hey, Rich, thanks for checking in with us. KF8CQV, feel free to make a transmission.
Well, thanks, Scott. It's, as the last gentleman said, it's been an interesting night. I've enjoyed listening to everything. Nothing much over here in the Torch River Bridge area. Just dealing with that wet, heavy snow that we've all been dealing with. And got everything all cleaned up today, and things are melting, and we'll get ready for the next cold blast. And everybody stay safe, and we'll catch you next time down the log. KF8CQV, that's in that control.
Okay, KF8CQV, Rich, thanks very much for checking in with us this evening, and appreciate it. I look forward to, hopefully you'll be able to join us on other occasions, so you're always welcome. Remember, you also brought us up to a dozen, so that's pretty cool. I'll give it one last call, last call for check-ins, and then we'll close up the net. Any further check-ins, please?
KF8AGY, recheck.
Go ahead, Kevin.
When I said radiality handled the warranty, no questions asked, that actually there was probably about six emails that went back and forth. The thing that really helped in my favor is I was able to update the base unit with the same computer software, firmware release, and programming cable for the base unit, but no matter how hard I tried, with all the different things they asked me to try, the bootloader in the head unit would not respond. And I had asked them, because I was really reluctant to release my radio and into the ether and find out whether I was going to get it back or not in time for February. And they did not recommend running two different releases, one on the head unit and one on the other. So we concluded after all this that the head unit was not updatable. since the programming port is also the cat control port, this might have something to do with why my FP4 transmissions cut out almost as soon as they start. So maybe it's a blessing in disguise. But anyway, they're going to take care of it. It's on its way. I'm going to be HS-less for a while, but I'd rather have a working radio. So that's all I got. Back to you, Scott. WATCM, this is KF8AGY.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, thanks for that. I think for any of you out there listening and saying, gee, I don't know if I want to buy a radio, if, blah, 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 all radio manufacturers, certainly the major ones and even the ones you get from Amazon and the Radiodity and things like that, these companies really are doing a good job of taking care of their equipment. And I've had a couple of occasions to send my unit back for repairs or fix or modifications, and every time it's done, it's been doing really well. It's been done well. So I appreciate that. The only difficult times I've ever had have been on eBay, so we'll leave it with that. Okay, this is WATCM, and I'm going to conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour net this evening. This net will meet here next Monday in the same repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is WX1J, Scott, operating this evening as net control under the Tacoma call sign WATCM. I'll now close the net and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for your participation, your comments, and for being here. Good evening to all. WATCM is clear. WX1J standing by.